Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey y'all, what's up? This is your girl, Miss Holly Weezy from AppleVis. Have you seen me around? So today I thought I'd do a demonstration, or a kind of a review of Blindfold Doggy. It's been around for a few months now, and I think it's an awesome game. It's pretty much a caring game. If you like games to care for dogs and animals and stuff like that, this is a great game to have. This is probably one of the, I don't know, I'm glad that Blindfold Games, kid-friendly software, made this game, because there's not many caring games that are accessible to us. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm going to show you guys the menu, the interface, and the settings and the in-app purchases, and then I will show you an example of a game. I'm not sure which one, but right now I'm doing it on my iPad because on my phone I have my dogs that I have been taken care of since I got the game. So let's get into it. If you played any of these Blindfold games before, you kind of already know they have the same kind of menu structure, same interface, which I love because then you're kind of used to it a certain way. And they pretty much have the same interface and same menu structure as they do for every game. So in this game, like I said, you take care of a dog, you play with it, you feed it, you take it to the bathroom. You know, you just take care of a dog, and the better you do, the more points and coins you get. If the dog runs away, you lose 25 points. You don't lose coins, but you do lose 25 points, and that could really mess up your score. If you don't have, I think it's 200 points or more, then your dog's not considered trained, and that means letting the dog off the leash would not be a great idea. But yes, you can let your dog off the leash once it's trained, and it can play with, it can play in the park, or it can go swim. This game is pretty awesome. You can also customize your dog. You can change its gender. You can have name your dog. You can say when it goes to the bathroom, when it's hungry, and see how lazy your dog is, and anything else. You can change how much your dog goes to the vet. You can do a lot of customization with this. And that is an in-app purchase. This is an awesome game, so let me show you the menus or the options on here. So,
selected. Learn sounds.
You can learn the sounds.
Practice game with explanations. Simple game with explanations. Simple game. Customize your dog. Manage several dogs. Simple game, two dogs. Adventure game, one dog. Adventure game, two dogs. My scores button. Help button. Settings button. Get upgrades button. Get upgrades button.
So I think I'm going to show you guys what the upgrades are.
Restore button. Buy or upgrade done button.
So we're going to swipe to the right.
Unlimited play dollar $4.99 unlimited. Customized dog dollar $1.99 custom. Two dogs game dollar $1.99 care for two dogs. Per adventure game dollar $1.99 take your dog on an adventure. Purchased. Bundle $1 $8.99 unlimited play. Customize two dog and adventure. Purchased. More toys dollar $1.99 buy other toys with points. Purchased. More food dollar $1.99 buy other types of food with points. Purchased. Bundle $2.10.99 bundle 1 plus more toys and food purchased. Version 1.8. Bundle
okay,
2.
Okay, so that's all the in-app purchases you can do.
Version 1. Bundles. Buy or up. Restore. Buy. Done. Button.
So,
Blindfold Doggy main menu.
I'm going to go to the settings now. I'm going to show you some of the customizations you can do with the dog. You do have your regular common settings as every Blindfold game has. You know, the voice, the music. And every, you know, if you play Blindfold games, you know what I'm talking about with the common Blindfold game settings. But I'm just going to show you guys the customization you can do with your dog.
Set get up settings button. Alert if you have an okay button. Settings heading. Right. Done button. Game settings heading.
So these are the game settings, customizations, and all that you can do with your dog.
Background music. Now it is music medium. Specify which attention is needed in alerts. Now it is off. Change your dog's name. You wake up at. Now it is 7. You go to bed at. Now it is 9. Always give explanations. Now it is off. How often to visit the vet. Now it is 2 days. Adventure game. Initial number of days of food. Now it is 3 days. Alert notifications with sound. Now it is on. Common settings, heading.
Okay, and then there's the common settings, which if you play Blindfold games, you know them. I think it's really cool how they have this, where you can change when your dog wakes up and goes to sleep. That way, you won't have to worry about getting up at night, and taking your dog out and stuff like that. Alright, so I think I'm going to get out of these settings.
Done. Button. Blindfold doggy main menu.
And I'm going to show you if it'll let me. The customization of your dog.
Settings. Button. Help. Button. My scores. Button. Adventure game. Manage several. Customize. Simple. Get.
There
customize your dog. Cancel. Button. Your dog. Save. Button. Name.
So you can name your dog, and so, I mean, if I had a dog, I would name it.
Name. Text field. Male dog.
And you can change its gender.
He is a medium-sized dog.
You can change how big it is.
He needs to pee about every 2 hours.
You can change how much it needs to go to the bathroom.
He needs to eat about every 4 hours. He needs to play about every 20 minutes. He has medium laziness. He has medium thirstiness. He has medium thirstiness.
And that's about it for the customization. I think that's awesome how you can do all that. I like to imagine that the dog I have on my phone is a medium dog, like a girl German Shepherd or something like that. But it's up to you. Mine's a puppy. That's how I see it. So.
Your dog. Cancel. Button. Customize your. Manage several. Custom. Simple game. Simple. Practice. Selected. Learn sound. Practice game with explanations. Simple game with explanation. Simple game.
I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do the simple game. And I'm gonna show you how it works. There are differences between games. You can look that up in the help section under the user guide. But I know for sure the training or the adventure is where you can do a lot more with your dog. I think the simple game and the practice simple game are the ones you don't need in-app purchases for. And that has limited food and limited toys. I think once you run out, you're done and you have to purchase the upgrades. So let's get started.
Simple game with explanation. Simple game. Alert, text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
So,
what is your dog's name?
For
text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
I don't have my keyboard on my iPad right now. I'm just gonna name him Ty, since those are like two letters that are close together.
L, Lime V, Vic G, Go U, Wa T.
Okay, so here we
Tango.
Go.
Tango, T, Y.
Okay, so Ty.
What text feed? Okay. Q. Okay.
And we're gonna go to okay.
Simple game. Customize your dog.
So now, since I have this option, I'm gonna customize my dog.
Cancel. But your save. But name. Tie. Text field. Male dog. Male alert. Gender. Male. Button. Female. Male. Button. Male dog. He is a medium-sized dog. He needs to pee about every 2 hours. He is a medium-sized dog. Alert. Dog size.
I think I'm gonna have Ty.
Small, but
be a small doggy.
He is a small-sized dog. He needs to pee about every 2 hours. He needs to eat about every 4 hours.
I think I'm gonna leave all this the same.
He needs to play about every 20 minutes. He has medium laziness. He has medium thirstiness.
So, I'm gonna go back up.
Kept your dog. Save,
and
button.
Save these.
Blindfold doggy main menu.
And I'm gonna go back to the simple game.
Select prep. Simple game with simple game.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, simple game. Kibble. Ty needs to play before eating.
Okay. Oopsies. So, when you hear that noise, that means you lost points. And like I said, the more points you earn, the more coins you get, and the more chain your dog with you.
Play. Swipe. You are already at home. Kibble. Play. Swipe two. You are already at home. Swipe 2 fingers. You are already at. Whistle. Play. Swipe.
So I just swiped 2 fingers up, and that gave me the fetch toy to play with the dog.
Swipe 2 fingers.
Swipe. So as you can hear, the dog is running around playing with the ball. And when you hear that noise, that means you're earning coins and points. Okay, so now that I have played with my dog, I'm gonna feed him.
Kibble. Water. Kibble.
So I'm gonna double tap on this. And then my dog eats. Oopsie. Gross. Guess I fed my dog too much. Don't want to do that. So, I forgot to also say, as your dog plays, its first level goes up. So since I've played with my dog, I think I'm going to feed him, give him some water.
Water. Poopers. Water.
Double tap on water, and you can hear the dog drinking in a minute. So, another thing I want to mention in here is if you swipe down with 3 fingers, it'll tell you all the information about your dog, what game you're in, and all that, and how much water your dog needs, how your dog is tired. So, I'm going to do that to see if my dog still needs water.
You have 12 points. You are at home. Ty needs food. In about 3 hours. Ty needs water. 0%. Ty needs to play. In about 14 minutes. Ty needs to pee. Right away. Ty needs to poo. 83%. Ty needs to sleep. 0%. For about 0 minutes.
Okay. And if you want to know how much food and toys you have, you can just, single tap, I think it is, with 3 fingers, and, it'll tell you all that information.
You have unlimited food and toys in this game.
So, we're gonna do that, and this is, like I said, this is just a simple game, so you don't have to go buy new, food and toys all the time. When you're in the adventure game, you do run out of, food and toys, and that's where you have to go buy them with the coins you make. So, what I'm gonna do now, since my dog has to go to the bathroom, is I'm gonna put on the leash.
Poop, brush, door, leash.
So I'm gonna double tap.
Swipe 2 fingers down to put on leash. 2 fingers up to take it off.
So I'm gonna swipe your fingers down. And I'm gonna open the door.
Door.
Swipe to the right.
Swipe 2 fingers down to close door. 2 fingers up, open door. Heading to park. Leap. Door. Swipe 2. Door already open.
Okay. Oops, that was my bad. Okay.
Outside. Closing door automatically. Ty is about to pee.
Okay, so there's Ty trying to pee. Okay, so then we're gonna walk a little further because these dogs have to, go to the bathroom in separate places, so.
Ty is about to poo.
And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna swipe to the right until you hear pooper scooper.
Brush. Pooper scooper.
I'm gonna double tap this.
Swipe 2 fingers up to scoop up poo. Brush. Door. Leap.
And once your dog is trained in the adventure game, like I said, the dog could do a lot more. But for now, I'm just gonna go and sit back home.
Door. Leash.
And I always...
Door.
Swipe to the right to door, because once you're at the door, you're gonna want to double tap that to open it. So, let's go back home. What I'm doing, you guys, is I'm swiping up with 1 finger, and this is how the dog is walking. And you would swipe down with 1 finger to make the dog walk further away from the house.
Door is not open.
Okay, so we're gonna double tap on the door.
Swipe two fingers down to close door. Walk backward one more step to enter the house. Ty is back home.
So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to double tap and make sure your door is closed.
Swipe two
because...
Leash.
If you leave the leash on and you don't close the door, your dog will run away. And that is a great way to lose points. And like I said, you do not want to do that. Especially if your dog only has 12, 13 points like mine does on this iPad. Man, you're not going to have a trained dog. So, right now, I'm going to see what my dog needs.
You have 14 points. You are at home. Ty needs food. In about 3 hours. Ty needs water. 0%. Ty needs to play. In about 19 minutes. Ty needs to pee. 0% or in. About 2 hours. Ty needs to poop. 0%. Ty needs to sleep. 0%. For about 3 minutes.
So I'm going to brush my dog since we were outside.
Door. Brush.
So I'm going to double tap.
Swipe two fingers down to start brushing.
And once you don't hear any more dinging when it comes to the brush, then that means you're good. You're 100% clean. So, this was my demonstration of Blindfold Doggy. I hope you guys love this game as much as I do. I play this every day along with other games. If you guys want to contact me or have any questions, you can follow me on Twitter at CrazyWeezyFan. That's capital CRAZY, capital WEEZY, capital FAN. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you guys later.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.